Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
The Alberta Biodiversity Monitoring Institute collects data on flora and fauna from points set 20 kilometres apart across the entire province. The first report from this institute focused on birds and vascular plants in northeastern Alberta, a region where oil sands and forestry companies are active. While the report indicates the current state of biodiversity in the region is 94% intact, some non-native species are moving in. Jim Herbers of the Alberta Biodiversity Monitoring Institute explains.
To name a few, the American crow, common dandelion, some of the European or non-native clovers seem to be expanding and aggressively starting to colonize the northeastern part of the province. On the flip side of that, when we're talking about species declining or becoming much rarer, and the species that we looked at, the organisms that we looked at, there's no strong evidence that many of the species are declining today.
According to Jim Herbers, this colonization by non-native species is associated with increased agriculture, urbanization, and the building of roads and utility corridors for industry. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.